Now, protesters are blocking road access to a hotel that's being used to house asylum seekers in Clare. Yesterday evening, around 34 asylum seekers arrived by bus at Magowna House in Inch. After the asylum seekers' arrival, 50 local people blocked both ends of the road leading to the former hotel and restaurant, which has been closed since 2019. Tractors and cars are being used to completely block access to the building. To find out more about this, we're going to Paddy McMahon, Head of News and Sport at Clare Echo, at the Clare Echo today. Paddy, good morning to you. Can you tell us what exactly, is this a blockade or a protest, or how did all this come about in the first place?
Good morning, Gerry. It's a mix of both. Locals would describe it as a peaceful protest, but they are blockading the entrance to Magowna House, so there's no access there for anyone. A pizza delivery tried to get in yesterday evening, and he wasn't let go through. But locals since altered their stance, and they're now on humanitarian grounds. They've said they're allowing access of food to go through. 34 male asylum seekers arrived shortly after 6:30 yesterday evening. It emerged last week that Magowna House, which has been closed since 2019, a three-star hotel, is to take in approximately 69 male asylum seekers. So that only emerged on Wednesday. A 12-month contract has been offered to operate the hotel by the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth. But what's causing maybe a bit of angst among locals is that it is a rural location. It is 5 miles outside of Ennis, but in terms of accessibility for the male asylum seekers, they last one probably wouldn't be driving, and it's a type of road, Gerry, where two cars won't be able to pass each other on it. So if there's people on it, pedestrians and stuff, it's not a road that's traversed by pedestrians in terms of walking. So that's among some of the concerns. And obviously, it's similar to an issue that emerged in Shannon earlier this year, when a unit in Shannon Industrial Estate had been earmarked by the department, and it's still intended to be used for asylum seekers. But it's just the misinformation that's emerging when there's a vacuum of no information coming from the department, which is causing a bit of angst among locals, and they've held their overnight protest since yesterday evening. Two uniformed Gardaí have been on site since 7 p.m. and the locals are operating in a shift in terms of people are on a rota, and different people filtering in, and they're going to go to the offices of Clare County Council as well, another delegation to have a demonstration. And obviously local authority like Clare County Council has no role in the provision of accommodation in this instance, but the council last year did deem Magowna House unsuitable to accommodate Ukrainian refugees when they did an assessment last year.
Yeah, and that is where things stand at the moment. Is there a protest still in place at the moment to prevent further arrivals, do you know?
Yeah, they're blocking access to any more buses or whatever that may come in. And like overnight roadblocks were set up to an extent as well. And there's been some delays on the road from Inch and Tennis. So like it would be a busy enough route from Milltown Malbay in the mornings in West Clare for people living in Milltown and Kilmaley that are working in Ennis and Limerick. So there has been some impacts, but the demonstrations, from what I'm led to believe, will continue.
Yeah, now there's a bit of a kind of a conflict here between, and I won't say conflict, or a difference between the local authority's role and the state of the house, I suppose. Last year, Clare County Council ruled this place was not suitable to accommodate Ukrainian asylum seekers, but the local authority has no role in housing international protection applicants. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. So that's why there still seem to be kind of question marks coming from locals as to how the council could deem it unsuitable, but yet it's okay here now for 69 male asylum seekers. And they're going to be, there's 19 rooms in Magowna House, so they're going to be, I suppose, divided up in that sense. And Clare's longest serving councillor PJ Kelly, a Fianna Fáil councillor from Lissy Casey in West Clare, came out and said that the male asylum seekers will be, quote, imprisoned just due to the way the location is and the lack of access to services for them as well in the location.
Were people caught unawares by the arrival yesterday? There was some talk in the run-up, I understand, that it could be used or was going to be done up or something, but nobody expected a bus arriving yesterday?
No one expected a bus arriving yesterday. Word first emerged from the department, and we first reported on it last Wednesday evening, that the 12-month contract had been offered to the operators. A public meeting then was held in the Kilmaley Inn on Friday evening, where strong opposition was voiced by locals, but yesterday's arrival did catch them on the hop. but within 30 minutes up to 50 people had blockaded both entrances, so they responded quickly on the ground, but they hadn't expected the initial arrival at 34.
Yeah, and that is where things stand at the moment. I know that obviously local politicians are getting involved in this one. There, if there was, and is this a part of it, Paddy, if there was an issue that it was families rather than all males, would that make a difference, do you think?
I'm not 100% sure. There's been no information given in regards to the impact on services. Like Michael McNamara, Clare TD, has said they've received absolutely no information or consultation as to what additional services will be provided to the community. Like Inch would be a very small community, just on the outskirts of Venice, but it is a small community. So the lack of public consultation has really added to, I suppose, confusion, or just there's a lot of questions that remain unanswered from locals as to what's going to happen. And it's just, as I say, that it is that bit remote that there is maybe a safety aspect in terms of getting onto roads and stuff, but there's been very little information given to the people of Inch.
Okay, and the blockade, I take it, Paddy, will stay in place until they get some answers, or is there demands from anyone that the asylum seekers that are there be removed?
The initial feeling is that the blockade is going to remain because they don't want any more than the 34 as it is until they get answers. So they are going to hold that demonstration at Clare County Council. I'm not sure what answers they'll get there. As I say, County Council doesn't have a role in this instance, but the blockades are going to remain for now anyway, and I think the pressure is going to mount on the department to up their game in terms of the information they give, because this has been replicated kind of in other areas, as I say, in Shannon. It was the lack of information that helped to fuel misinformation and stuff, so it's something the department don't seem to be learning from.
Yeah, and just final point, are works still continuing to make this accommodation ready in terms of accommodating more refugees?
No, the works are as good as done as from what I can believe, because works had been ongoing in the background, and that kind of piqued the interest of some locals as to what was going on, and then, as say, confirmation last week that it was going to, the 12-month contract was offered to use the 3-star hotel, which has been closed since 2019. So it's a case of it's probably ready for more refugees if they can get let in.
Yeah, okay, and that's an open question as it stands. Paddy, listen, thanks very much for giving us that information and talking to us in the programme this morning.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry.